Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. Joining us now from Apple Tree Media Works, we've got Andy Spies. Andy, welcome back.
Yeah, how's it going? It's been a while, but I'm back.
And we're excited to have you, man. You know, you are one of the tech gurus for Apple Tree Media Works, and today you're going to talk to us about newsletters. You know, labor folks, we put out a newsletter on a regular basis. Other people put out newsletters, paper versus digital, and why?
Well, for years, organizations have been putting out newsletters for the organization to keep their employees up to date on things that are going on in the company. And just it kind of build a culture around celebration in the, inside the organization. Well, there's a lot of really cool stuff you can do nowadays where you don't have to print that thing and send it around the office and spend a bunch of money on printing. And, you know, what else? What are you going to put in it? Right? What kind of things does your organization need to have? And you know what? Maybe you need help with that. Maybe there's somewhere out there that you can get help. Maybe there's websites out there. Maybe there's things out there you can do to get help to make these things happen. There's a lot of smaller organizations that are getting started that want to have these things, but might not have the resources to do so.
So you are definitely recommending a digital newsletter, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't beat it. It's the easiest way to go. You skip the printing process. You don't have to have a fancy printer. You don't have to pay for printing services. And boom, email is free. You get those things sent out right away. It's a lot easier to get out and to a wide audience. There's a lot of easy ways to do it. And there's also, depending on how professional you want to get with that newsletter, there's organizations out there that can help you get that started.
Okay. How do we develop the talent in-house?
That's tricky, right? Writing. No one liked to write in high school. There are a few people who do. I'm one of those math geeks. I was in math, and I did computer science classes. To be honest with you, I dreaded going to my writing class. But I found in my time that, you know, you have to spend the time to write. Who, what, why, where, and when. Get you started. You want to make sure you have good articles. You want to make sure you're having some graphics in there. You want to have some pictures. Celebrate things that are going on in your organization. Keep people up to date with some of the major things that are happening that might not be in their department or might not even be in their building.
Right, right. Very, you know, finding a good writer is a difficult thing. And quite honestly, I tell people, at least for me, oftentimes it's just easier to delegate that one out or contract that one out and let somebody who could do a better job do it. It saves a lot of time, effort, and angst on behalf of whoever's responsible for getting that done. What kinds of things should we put into our newsletters?
Well, one thing I always say is, you know, you want it to look nice. You want people to really be drawn to it, right? Let's be honest, we get a lot of email, and you want to make sure that it's worth reading every time that they open the email, or it doesn't get pushed off into their archive box somewhere. So making sure you have a good title, making sure you've got something that's worth reading. One thing that I've, one newsletter that I read for many years was my web hosting company, and you'd think that it wouldn't be very exciting to get something from your web hosting company, but they put out these funny newsletters, and they mix some humor in there. It was really nice to be able to. I would always wait for the next line, right, for the next one liner. So, finding a way to incorporate a little bit of humor, finding ways to have some graphics in there to show what's going on, celebrate. That way, they're watching to see if they're the next one that's going to be nominated for something. Maybe give out some awards. You know, your organization might give out an award of Employee of the Month or Employee of the Week, and then you get people watching to see if they're going to be that next employee. So some tricks that you can have right there to try to draw them into reading it.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's an important thing. You know, that humor is important. Facts are important. Make it timely. Make it relevant. Make it interesting. What else are we supposed to be doing?
Well, you know, you want to make sure, you know, there's sometimes where you're selling them out to your clients, right? Mm-hmm. This could be a promotional tool for your organization. Let's say you've got clients that you want to make money off of, right? Let's be real. That's where you make money. You want to show off your organization in such a way where you're sending out these newsletters out to people outside of your organization. People in your organization, they're more caring about, you know, employee of the month, but it might be a separate newsletter that you're sending out to clients to say, here are new specials, here are new things that we're doing in our organization, here's something new you might want to try out. So there's a different ways of doing it. Sometimes they're referred to as e-blasts. Sometimes they're referred to as newsletters. Sometimes they change the what they call them sometimes, but pretty much they're pretty much the same thing. I've done everything from newsletters where it's simply just text, where I put, you know, bold headings, all the way up to formatting newsletters in a really nice format. It just depends on what kind of, you know, what kind of organization you are, who your audience is, and really paying attention to who your audience is.
Andy, what kind of help can we get from AppleTree Media Works?
AppleTree Media will take care of you. You give them the facts, and they can type up your article. They'll search down things and make sure it comes out nice. They're great on the technical side of things and making sure that your emails are getting out. They're good at handling all of that wide variety of emails that you need to go. So you might have this huge email list. They'll help you prepare that list. They'll help you make sure that the technology side of things are all taken care of.
Absolutely. Now, Andy, I got one more important thing. You are, in fact, a tech guru. Can you tell me why my computer doesn't work when the ONOFF switch is in the OFF position?
The same reason why you shouldn't put coffee on your disk drive.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Years ago, I had an email sent to me from a friend of mine. So I popped it open. He said, "Do you want a coffee holder?" And I clicked yes, and there opened my CD drive, and I was like, "Okay, there you go." But in any case,
every once in a while, you get some of those. They call them ID10Ts. And I'll let you spell that out yourself, and then you'll see what I mean.
Yeah, there we go. ID10Ts. You know, in the Air Force, we had a lot of B1RDs, but that's another story itself. So listen, Andy, we got to get going, brother. We appreciate it. How do we find out more about AppleTree Media Works?
Visit our website, AppleTree Media. Google search us. Trust me, we know how to use the search engine. You'll find us. Google search us, find us, see what we're up to. Contact us if you need anything taken care of for your organization.
You know, and I'm glad that Katie let you come on today. This has been fun. But in the meantime, I got to get going, man. Talk to you soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.